We're just about ready to get the second period underway at the Green Heck Fieldhouse. Opening round of the hockey playoffs, DC Everest 0, the Barron Northwest Iceman 0. Barron doesn't have radio coverage down here, so we would imagine that there are a lot of Barron or Northwest hockey fans who haven't made the trip. We'll be listening to our podcast. We're glad to have you along at Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Podcasts are at everythingevergreens.com and foxsportswausau.com. My name's Chris Conley, voice of the Evergreens. Ice has been resurfaced. Teams will be coming back onto the rink in just a few moments. Nets are back in place, and our officiating crew will be out here shortly. 10 saves for sophomore goalie Connor Morrison. Morrison's goals against average, 0.85. Evergreen's Ethan Hurt, 5 saves, 0.87 for him during the regular season. So both teams may look at their play and goal as a little bit of an Achilles heel, and both goalies have stopped everything they've seen so far. I mean, in high school, you're looking for somebody that's got a 0.9 or better in their goals against average. Here come our officiating crew coming out. Iceman will enter to the right of the rink. Evergreens enter near center ice. Coach Dan Van Slyke now walking over towards the bench. Hockey playoff coverage is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Local lenders, lending local money, keeping our community strong. Construction loans to Cloverbelt Credit Union. Both teams going straight to their benches. Evergreen's Ethan Hurt to my right. Iceman's Connor Morrison to my left. You know, one of the things that was telling at the end of the first period, the Icemen came off their bench as they went to their locker room, and they were excited. They were pumped up. Got a couple of shots on goal late in the period, so maybe they were excited about that. But they were happy to be in a 0-0 tie at the end of the first period, whereas the Evergreens' body language was completely different. Like, oh, got to work for it tonight. I mean, it's the playoffs. You got to earn everything. Loser sees their season come to an end. Davis Hackbarth in the center circle against Wyatt Bow. Puck drops. Second period is underway. Yakus controls for the Evergreens. Red line, blue line, Ortell onside. Wow, he had the goalie beat. It was just wide of the near side post. Wow, Morrison went down early. I thought maybe he was screened too, like he didn't see that Ortell shot to the last minute. Shot wasn't accurate. Behind the net, Evergreen center in front, right underneath the stick of Alex Kisley. Comes out of the zone. Got a penalty coming up here on the Iceman. Evergreens are going to go on the power play. Evergreens get the goalie off, and now we've got the touch-up. Evergreens are going to go on the power play for the first time. So this is a penalty just 33 seconds into the period. Dylan Brimblecon comes off. And the Evergreens, for the first time, will skate with a man advantage. The Icemen win the faceoff, send the puck all the way down, and that was on goal. Had to be sticked aside by the Evergreens' Ethan Hurt. Evergreens skate 5-on-4 in this scoreless game. Evergreens are onside to Kisley. Kisley, wow, just took a big hit, and Kisley goes down right up high. Kisley shaking off the cobwebs. Yakus to Kisley in front. He got back on his feet and scored! The Evergreens will play from in front tonight. Boy, there's a lesson for you. Kisley was wiped out of the center of the rink, got back onto his skates, and Yakus found him in front of the net. Alec Kisley. Kisley looked like he was shaking off cobwebs for one moment, got back onto his skates, and scores for the Evergreens. Power play goal, 57 seconds into the period. Kisley from Yakus. So I would think that the Icemen are going to want to stay out of the penalty box for the rest of the night. The Evergreens cash in their first power play just 15 minutes into the extra try. At 5-on-5, Yaku's shot on goal. Tried to steer that in. Eddie Zinda goes wide of the near side post. Evergreens now playing with a 1-0 lead. Back to 5-on-5 hockey. Passes down the ice. That didn't touch anyone. So the Icemen have just iced the puck, and the Evergreens will come back for an offensive zone faceoff. Alex Kisley took probably the hardest hit of the night. Right in the center, no boards to prop him up, and he was wiped out, planted right on the seat of his pants. And you could just tell he was kind of shaking his head as he got back up onto his skates and then moved towards the net, and Yaku's found him. And there's Kisley with another shot on goal wide from the blue line. Evergreen still hold the zone here. Hackbarth along the near side boards. Flicked on goal. This is Parker Hurt. Bouncer goes wide of the near side post. Parker Nitsky closes in on it, comes out of the zone. Iceman 2-on-2 if they hurry. Passes outside and in front. Brady Bunnell sticks it ahead. Evergreens here trying to get this into the corner. Chasing is Parker Nitsky. Good shift here for Parker. Iceman try and clear that out. Taken away by Parker Hurt. Hurt will send it all the way around the boards. Evergreens faster skaters right to it. Evergreens holding this here. Parker Nitsky again. He's all over the ice. Barron comes away with this as it was pinned up against the boards. Evergreens have two players back. This is a 3-on-2. Barron's got two trailers. And while they didn't recognize the situation and leaving it back, it's taken away here by the Evergreens. Here is Owen Bunnell. Bunnell gets a one-timer. It's wide, near side post. Boy, Barron needed to recognize they had two players trailing that play and didn't leave the puck for either of them. Grant Ortel fights in front. Colby Schmidt. Ortel, wow, that went off the glove of the goalie and went wide. Connor Morrison almost had that deflect off and in. Colby Schmidt fights for it in the corner for the Evergreens, keeping this chance alive. Up along the near side boards. Yep, held in there by Parker Nitsky. Sends it behind the net. Barron's player is closest. 14 minutes to play in the period. The Evergreens are up 1-0. And Barron has just iced the puck again. Come back down to the Everest offensive zone. The Brainerd Funeral Home sponsors our playoff hockey broadcast, respected as our area's best funeral home in 2018 and 2019. When it matters most, the Brainerd Funeral Home is there. This offensive zone faceoff will come to goalie Connor Morrison's right. Ortel's going to take it for the Evergreens against Wyatt Bowe. One of the officials was over in front of the Barron bench. Not sure what that was about. Barron player is called out of the circle now. The Evergreens win this puck to the corner. Ortel tries to follow it. Barron tries to keep this out. Evergreens holding it at the blue line. That's put on goal by Alex Kisley. Pad save by Connor Morrison. Evergreen shot from the blue line, far side. Evergreens now look to fight for this from the corner. Everest has a 1-0 lead. A power play goal from Alex Kisley. Barron sends this down the ice, wave off icing, and Barron possesses the puck in the corner. Overskating Kenton Ottinger. Barron has it, shot on goal. Wow, had a man in front, unable to steal it in, was Tim Maribal. Maribal was looking to flick that off his stick. Couldn't possess that puck, came in too hot, goes into the corner. Back to the blue line, Iceman flicked on goal. Colby Schmidt disrupts the chance. Schmidt couldn't control the puck, though. Leaves it there. Davis Hackbarth is up for the Evergreens. Hackbarth goes cross ice. Evergreens back in their own defensive end. Yaku's ahead now for Ortel. Evergreens center this. Wow, the Evergreens were offside. Yeah, they were. Colby Schmidt was in ahead of the puck. Saw that from up here, high atop broadcast location 209. We used to do our games from 208. 209's the better spot. It's right above the red line. You are perfectly centered in the middle of the rink. Again, this is probably our final game at Greenheck. Should the Evergreens hold on with this one-goal lead or build on it, they'll play Wausau West Thursday at Marathon Park. We'd have that game live for you. It'd be a 7:15 start. Evergreens here are onside. Quinton Shiro carries it in. Shiro behind the net. Shiro fought for that puck. Shot on goal. Tough angle pad. Save. Loose in front and then cleared out by the Iceman's Nicholas Alder. And the Icemen get it out of the zone. two on two, and coming up from behind is Jaglinski. Stick that puck away. Iceman gather it in at the red line in front of the scorer's table and send it behind the net. Were it not for Jaglinski's defensive play there, that would have been a more promising chance for Barron. Evergreens come back, two on two. Quinton Shiro here, got Zinda in front of him, can find him. Shiro stops and lets the Evergreens fill in. Puts that on goal, pad save. Zinda from behind the net, tried to center that back to Shiro. Little too wide and goes all the way out of the zone. And all the way down the ice. Both teams will change. Evergreens deflect this puck to Yakus. Yakus tried to flick it ahead to Parker Nitschke. And then Yakus delivers a big hit. Set Tyler Bond flying. But the Icemen get the puck down the ice, move it into the corner. Evergreens Parker Nitschke, nice stick handling, goes cross ice. Evergreens Yakus, Evergreens are onside. Yakus down near the goal line, going to carry it behind the net. Can he get it centered? Has Colby Schmidt in front if he can find him. Yakus circles back to the blue line and stick checked out of the zone. Evergreens Parker Hurt will have to retreat. The Evergreens will have to tag up. 11 minutes to play in the second period. This period has seen the Evergreens break the tie on Kisley's goal, 5-on-4. Colby Schmidt onside. Schmidt's got a trailer shot, deflected, didn't get through. Good defense there by Trent Zenzen to the corner. Evergreens still hold the zone. Wow, the Iceman taken away. 2-on-1 coming back the other way. Here's coming a chance for Carter Bickle. Shot wide of the near side post. Bickle probably needed to try and center that for his teammate. Tried to do it himself and misfired. Evers player taken down behind the net. No whistle. Play on. Evergreens Jaglinski joins the fight for it. And Jags comes away with the puck. Bangs it off the boards. Goes all the way down. That's on goal. Wave off icing. Connor Morrison had to gather that in with his stick. Barron's back in their own defensive end. And Alex Kisley is chasing the puck for the Evergreens. Barron back in their own defensive zone. Cross ice pass. I'll get that ahead for Dylan Bickelkamp. Behind the net. Barron trying to center. Got a man in front, though. Take it away behind the net. Evergreens won the battle for that puck. Brady Bunnell. Evergreens onside here. Here's Ortell. Shot. Glove. Save. Connor Morrison. Connor could have let that one go. It was going to be high over the crossbar. Instead, he'll hold and cover up. Offensive zone face-off to the Evergreens. New skaters will come out. Follow the Evergreens all season long at everythingevergreens.com. Brought to you by DeVorney Orthodontics, Dunright Exteriors, InterCity State Bank, Baseman Shoe and Clothing, Country Fresh Meats, and Telusti, Kennedy & Dirks Law Firm. That's everythingevergreens.com. Relive the magic of this playoff game. The podcast will be posted there once the game's over. Off the faceoff, comes out of the zone. Got a whistle here. Did that puck go out of play? Yeah, I think that bounced into the Everest bench and then came back out into the rink. Clock stops with 9:42 to play in the second period. Faceoff will come far dot just outside the Everest offensive blue line. Ortell will take the draw. Goes back, sent into the corner. Jaglinski chasing. Wow, Jags won the race for that puck. Got it centered in front, and it's into the skates of one of the Barron defensemen. Barron's not able to clear this zone. It's along the near side boards. Fighting for it. Here's Quinton Shiro. Shiro tried to get that centered to Zinda. One of the Barron players broke up the chance. Played high off the boards. Wow, Bo and Quinton Shiro both went down. And there's a high hit penalty coming up here. Oh, my goodness. The Barron player, Wyatt Bowe, just got right into with an elbow right under the chops against Yakus, and now we're going to have a penalty called or not? Well, that puck just went out of play. Wow, Yakus took a huge hit there. Again, that was an elbow, and it was right under the chin strap of his helmet, and we play on through it. Yakus is coming off the ice. Puck drops in the Iceman offensive zone, controlled here by Parker Nitschke. Just making sure that everything's okay with Jacob Yakus. Took that big hit. Senior, win or go home. Yakus will make all effort to come back. Evergreens have a lot of seniors on the roster this year, hoping that this is not their last hurrah. Icemen are back in their own defensive end. It's into the skates of Colin Krantz. Goes down the ice, icing. Evergreens will get an offensive zone faceoff. Yeah, Yakus is okay. He's coming right back out. Davis Hackbarth will take the offensive draw here for the Evergreens. To the left of Connor Morris and the Iceman's goalie. Evergreens win it. Ortel, shot deflected. Goes into the corner. Gavin Gordon disrupted that chance. It's behind the net. Evergreens fight for it. Alex Kisley. Kisley's in the Lamplighters Club tonight. Ortel trying to get that to Kisley on the near side. Post goes off his stick, goes behind the net. Barron controls. Barron, long pass ahead, deflected. Yakus takes it away for the Evergreens. Yakus ahead. Nice pass to Hackbarth. It's on the backhand side, though. Skinny, and hit the post and bounces up high, stays in the rink, high off the plexiglass. Evergreens still hold. Kisley tries to go back to Yakus, holds in at the blue line. Backhand side. Here's Hackbarth again, down near the goal. It's been a good shift for the Evergreens. Hackbarth double-teamed along the near sideboards. Gets some help here from Zinda. Hackbarth, stick handling between two players, goes back to Yakus, blue line. Yakus had that deflected into the corner. Hackbarth still controls. Evergreens dominating this shift, 5-on-5. And that's bounced off the boards and finally comes out of the zone, coming back the other way. J.C. Birch. Birch put that on goal. First time Ethan Hertz had to make a save in a while, and Hertz lunges out forward and covers that up. Yeah, down at the other end of the ice, Ethan Hurt has not been busy at all in the second period. The Icemen get a rare offensive zone faceoff. 1-0 Evergreens. 7.5 to play, second period. Icemen win this draw. Hurt was screened and wide of the near side post. Thomas Kissick, another big hit, sends an Everest player flying and got a whistle here. Puck went out of play, went into the Barron bench. A little bit of confusion over who it was out on. Last touch by the Evergreen, so this will be outside the offensive zone. Jaglinski will take the draw for the Evergreens against Tyler Bond. Evergreens win it back in their defensive end. Parker Hurt. Evergreens onside. Zinda had that stick checked away, comes out of the zone. Barron comes back, two. The Evergreens have three back. Barron sends it into the corner, hoping that would deflect out in front. It doesn't. Evergreens have Jaglinski there. Nice cross-ice pass. Room here for Eddie Zinda. Zinda hit, but the Evergreens sweep it into the zone there. Jaglinski now played behind the net. Quinton Shiro. Well, Barron's just turned the puck over in their defensive end. Shiro picks it back up. Shiro skates back in. Sends that off the boards on the near side. Closing on the puck for the Evergreens is Ortel. Behind the net, wraparound chance. Evergreens had it in front to Zinda. Traffic in front, shot on goal. Jaglinski, Zinda steers it wide of the near side post. Pretty good chance for the Evergreens to double their current 1-0 lead. 6:15 to play in the period. Barron just turned it over again. Shot on goal, score! Yakus made the most of that turnover. From the far side circle, Barron was not careful with the puck, and Yakus made sure they paid. That's an even strength goal at 10:45 of the second period. Makes it 2-0. Yeah, Barron's going to kick themselves because they're just not playing with a pretty big margin for error tonight. Turn the puck over in their defensive end, and Yakus put it right in the back of the net, buried it. 2-0 Evergreens now. So now the Icemen find themselves in deep water. Really cannot go further behind. The Evergreens just taking this puck away. There's Yakus. And you know, both of the Everest goal scorers have absorbed big hits before coming back to score their goals. So there are lessons in perseverance in tonight's playoff game. Kisley tried to control that. Icemen put it into their offensive far corner. Evergreens player is closer. So the Evergreens would feel pretty good about things if they can maintain this two-goal lead for the final 5.5 minutes of the period. Iceman got that out in front, taken away by Yakus and sent off to the far side. Yakus with a goal and an assist tonight, all in a good night's work. Dribbling puck from outside the blue line was on goal. Ethan Hurt sends it off to the side. The Icemen have not generated a lot of offensive chances for themselves here in this second period. They've been outplayed by the Evergreens and, more importantly, outscored. Here's Davis Hackbarth in his own defensive end. Pass ahead to Ortell at the red line. Ortell onside as Kisley to his left. Ortell now skates on goal. Shot. Score! Ortell! Kisley cut in front of him, screened the goalie, and Grant Ortell scores for the Evergreens. It's 3-0. Maybe that's what the Evergreens need. This goal comes at 12:04 of the second period, 3-0. It was a nice pass to Ortell, and Ortell had Kisley onside with him. Kisley cut in front of the net, screened the goalie, and Ortell scores. Beat Morrison, far post, top shelf. Parker Hurt gets the assist. Although I will tell you that Kisley, although he didn't handle the puck at all, Kisley was the trigger that allowed that goal to be scored. The Evergreens now up 3-0. 4.5 to play in the second period. This has been a disastrous second for the Icemen. Played a scoreless first period, and the Evergreens have tallied 3 goals here. The Icemen really need to get one back before the period comes to an end. Icemen sweep it into the corner. Evergreens have a player there. That's Andrew Legal, who's on the ice for the Evergreens. Icemen player taken down. No whistle. Play through this. Icemen possess in the corner. Gavin Gordon tries to center. And up, Evergreens come away with the puck. 3-on-2 for Everest if they hurry. Cross ice pass to Quinton Shiro. Onside. Shiro far side. That's deflected out of the rink by the Icemen defenseman Caleb Peterson. Offensive zone faceoff. Just under 4 minutes to play in the second period. Kisley, Yakus, and Ortell tally goals for the Evergreens here in the second period. And Everest has a 2-0 lead. Nice bounce back effort after the 8-1 loss. That puck was swept on goal by Yakus. Not clean in front. Connor Morrison was a man in front too. Morrison covers that up. Got a stoppage in play here. Is Barron calling their timeout now? Two referees coming over to the corner. They're calling a penalty on the Evergreens. The two officials are gathering in front of the scorer's table, and Jacob Yakus is going over to the box. This is some kind of unsportsmanlike. It's a 5-minute major against Jacob Yakus. What's this? At 13:14 of the second period, Jacob Yakus. 5-minute major. 5-minute major. Head contact. So this 5-minute major is going to cover the rest of the second period and will spill over by about a minute, a little more than a minute, into the third period. So trailing 3-0, this is the opportunity the Icemen need to get back into this. I didn't see the penalty at all. In fact, it looked like the puck had just gone out of play. Evergreens are 1-for-1 on the penalty kill. Icemen here are into the zone. Tim Maribol, far side corner. Outside the far side circle. Shot on goal that's deflected. Goes wide. Hackbarth deflected that. Evergreens can't clear it. Shot, pad, save. Ethan Hurt, it's in front. And Hurt makes a stick save on Wyatt Bowe. So Hurt turns away two shots here on this power play. Shot here went right between the pads, and the Icemen have just scored. Right between the wickets of Ethan Hurt, Jordan Aronson has scored for the Icemen. 3-1. This goal comes at 14:22 of the second period. And because this is a five-minute major, the Evergreens are still skating a man short. So, I mean, it gets interesting if Barron can get one more goal back. It's now 3-1. And there's an assist by Tim Maribol here on the Iceman goal. So it's now 3-1. Evergreens have just won this draw, sent the puck all the way down. Evergreens got to get to the locker room still with a two-goal lead. Taken away shorthanded by Eddie Zinda. Evergreens are onside. Here's Bunnell tangled up with one of the Iceman players. Bunnell kicked it to himself with his skates and is circling back. And Bunnell has just been taken down. Iceman coming back the other way, centered right through the crease. Trying to get on the backhand side of Lucas Anderson, couldn't catch it up. It's in front, swept aside by Jaglinski, goalie's friend there. But still can't clear, banged it off the board, stays in the zone. Under 2 minutes to play in the period. That came out in front and is cleared away by Quinton Shiro, out of the zone. Iceman will have to clear the zone and come back up. 1:40 left in the period. That's too long, taken away by the Evergreens. Quinton Shiro sends it all the way down. 1.5 left in the period. Iceman will skate 5-on-4 while Yaku serves the five-minute major. This puck pops up in front of Jaglinski in the corner. Evergreens had a 3-0 lead. They lead 3-1 now with Barron scoring once on this five-minute major. Barron's got this here. Close shot. Save. Glove save. Loose in front. Rebounded in front. Unable to sweep it home there was Gavin Gordon. Evergreens clear it out. Short-handed. Here's Hackbarth. Hackbarth carries the puck down. 1 minute to play in the period. Hackbarth absorbs a big hit. Two, now three Iceman players take the puck away, but it's all the way back in Barron's offensive zone. Long pass ahead, too long. Jaglinski swipes at it, sends it away. 45 seconds left until intermission. Again, Barron's going to have 1 minute left on this 5-on-4 to start the third period. Barron player Wyatt Bowe just lost his stick. Lumber on the ice along the near side boards. So this essentially is a 4-on-4 right now. Bowe can't pick up his stick now, jammed up against the corner. Evergreens take this away, short-handed. Here comes the Evergreens. Grant Ortell just wide of the near side post. Ortell bitten for a shorty. Hackbarth took a swipe at it too, taken away. 15 seconds left in the period. The Iceman could get one more rush up the ice. Onside here, Wyatt Bowe's got the lumber back. Sends it to the corner, 5 seconds left in the period. Cleared out by the Evergreens, and that will bring us to the second intermission. Evergreens led 3-0. While Yakus was serving a five-minute major, Barron got one of the goals back. The third period will tell the tale, and the Evergreens have a 3-1 lead. Back after a three-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.